This is Long Shots. Here's Wes Reynolds.
Welcome to Long Shots Around the World Edition. Kelly Bidlin, Wes Reynolds here. Wes, how you doing, my friend?
I am doing well, Kelly. How about yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. I like to keep you on your toes. This is the sometimes we like to keep take people behind the scenes. We just recorded a podcast already, so it's a little odd for me to be like, "Hey, Wes, how are you? Good to see you." But you know, it's the magic that goes into it, right? Into making the sausage, how the sausage is made.
Yes.
All right, around the world this week, BMW International Open in Germany.
I was like, speaking of sausage, some good sausage over in Munich, Germany, where the DP World Tour is.
I think this one's in Germany every year. I think I know this one.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, so BMW International Open this week. Odds board looks like this. What a familiar name at the top for people. Patrick Reed, 16-1. You got Thomas Peters, 18-1. Ryan Fox, 18-1. Keita Nakajima, 22-1. Matty Schmid, 28-1. Bern Wiesberger, 28-1. Everybody else, 30-1 or longer. Wes, what are we looking at this week in beautiful Munich, Germany?
Yeah, I'll start last week. We were on the Adriatic Sea there in Italy. Marcel Siem, the German, the great man bun, in his early 40s, wins his sixth DP World Tour event last weekend, who had hip surgery actually in February. Right. And this is only his fourth event back. I think he was as high as 175-1. He holds off Tom McKibben in a playoff. By the way, I think it finished his hour round like 3 hours before. Marcel Siem needed to make a twin, and he lost the lead. He had to make a 22-footer on 18 just to get in the playoff, and he did. And then he eventually won. McKibben and Sean Crocker got the two open. Go ahead.
Were you on McKibben again? I feel
I was
like
not.
You've been on a lot. Okay,
I was, all right, good. I was actually not last week. But McKibben, by the way, does get an open championship spot, as does Sean Crocker, because they have this open qualifying series where the top two finishers at some of these events, like John Deere for the PGA Tour, has a couple available this week. And then some guys are playing this event, like you mentioned, Patrick Reed, trying to get maybe some world ranking points that'll get them up potentially in the field. Yeah, a lot of the usual suspects, but Patrick Reed is playing this week. Thomas Peters is playing this week. Ryan Fox, who's been playing primarily on the PGA Tour, is back here this week. So we are at Munich. We are at the, I'm going to try to get this pronunciation right, the Golf Club München Eichenried.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you nailed it. Yeah.
Yes, the tree-lined parklands, about par 72, 73, 47.
Eichenried.
Eichenried.
It's currently closed. No golfing right now. It's middle of the night.
Four mid-range par fives, couple drivable par fours, Poa-Rye fairways. Bent grass greens are relatively flat, and they roll about 10 on the stimp. So a lot of different type of styles have succeeded here. Scoring usually in the mid to high teens. 13 under was the winner here last year. So, you know, a course where you should be able to score low. They've had some of the previous winners. By the way, if you're looking at history, they've been at Eichenried now since 2019. They were switching between odd and even years between this and another course called Larchenhof, I should say. Those years, by the way, were 2012, 2014, 2016, 2018. So if you're looking at historical data from those years, does not apply necessarily to this course, but they've stayed at Eichenried here in Munich since 2019.
It's a great point by Wes Reynolds. It's always important to keep in mind when you're looking at, I mean, any tournament in golf, you got to make sure if there's been a course change or all, so we're at Eichenried now. Where were we before again, Wes? Where was the tournament?
Larchenhof.
I just wanted you to say it again.
Actually, and I messed it up again. It's Larchenhof. Because I messed it up again.
Oh, man.
Good grief. I didn't see that there wasn't another C there.
We got to do our best sometimes with the international names. I don't care if it's cities, players. Sometimes it gets tough on us. Okay.
Larchenhof is near Cologne.
You got that one right.
And the other part, watching all this Euro 2024. So I'm, you know, getting all these German cities and towns right.
Yeah, there you go. All right, what wouldn't I know you don't, you know, I know you don't fully model stuff that we're looking at DP World Tour, but you said a lot of different styles. What did you really focus on this week, though, for guys that you were looking at?
Yeah, guys that, you know, can attack with the driver and, you know, looked at general stats like tee to green and stuff and things like that. So, yeah, not really something I model extensively. I kind of try to go a little bit with the market and then a little bit with maybe some storylines and some angles. And we certainly have a couple on the card this week.
I like it. So what do we got?
All right, let's start with two guys that have some scar tissue in this event in previous years. And the first one is Thomas Peters at 22-1, who actually finished runner up here 2 years ago. Haotong Lee actually drained a 50 footer to beat him on the first playoff hole back 2 years ago. Haotong, I believe, was like 66-1 to win that year. So Peters got beat in a playoff. Runner-up 6 weeks ago back home on the Soudal Open. We know he's playing primarily on LIV. Really hasn't, you know, been that great. He hadn't been bad, but he hadn't really been good either. But top 10 for driving distance on LIV. And this is a course where I think you get attacked using the driver. So Thomas Peters back in Europe. He has never really seemed comfortable on LIV. Very similar to like Bernd Wiesberger, who, of course, is now back on the DP World Tour full-time. So, you know, we shall see how long that contract lasts, but he's just never seemed comfortable with his new digs.
Yeah, there's none of those guys who are probably coming out and saying that, Wes, but I'm wondering how many have that feeling, right? Like, hey, the money's nice, but for whatever reason, you know, whether it's the inconsistent schedule, you know, and kind of lack of play, that type of stuff, the fact that when they do play, it's kind of all over the damn place, right? Like, I bet you there's a few guys that are maybe not regretting, but like you said, just have not been comfortable playing on there.
Without question. And, you know, Peters, maybe he can go well. Belgian, so not too far from his home nation. And maybe has a little scar tissue and a little revenge on his mind. So, too, might Joost Luiten at 35-1. He, by the way, was runner-up here last year to Tristan Lawrence of South Africa. Luiten actually had the 54-hole lead and gave it up. So obviously he has that as motivation. He also has something else with motivation. And Joost, by the way, has been playing solid golf. Four top 15s in his last seven starts. Some news that broke actually earlier today, because what had happened, the Luiten, by the way, is from the Netherlands. So he was scheduled to represent the Netherlands in the Olympic Games. However, the Netherlands Olympic Committee said, hey, you've got no reasonable chance of a top eight ranking during the Olympic Games. You and Darius van Driel, and then there was another female golfer, Dewey Weber, who's going to represent them along with Anne Van Dam on the women's side. It's like, you guys don't have a chance to medal. And Luiten, by the way, also was prevented from competing in the Tokyo Olympics because he wasn't in the top 100. So he was like, you know what? I'm taking you guys to court. And he took the Netherlands Olympic Committee to court. And then I saw this on his Instagram today. The Olympic rings are colored again. I have won the court case. And they have till 5 p.m. to enter me today. So Joost Luiten is going to represent the Netherlands in the Olympics. I think Darius van Driel is as well. So that's got to put you in a pretty damn good mood when you take the National Federation to court and you win.
Yeah,
and
plus, for real.
This is an event where you played well last year, where you almost won and maybe should have won. So, you know, I'm going to play the narrative street here. I think he's probably pumped up like, oh, yeah, you don't think I'm good enough or you think I'm washed up, because he hadn't won in a few years out there. But it's like, you know, you don't think I got good golf in me. And maybe this is the week to show it. So Joost Luiten, 35-1. A German, Matty Schmid, 35-1. He plays primarily on the PGA Tour. He's been top 20 in three appearances here. Kind of an erratic form line this year. If you look at it, he's missed his first six cuts. And then he went through another stretch of May where he missed four in a row. But he's got, you know, played some solid golf in spots, four top 20s, dropped down in competition here, going back to your home country. He's a guy who can actually murder it off the tee. So Matty Schmid, 35-1. Rikuya Hoshino at 45-1. Third here last year. He won the Qatar Masters earlier this year. First time win on the DP World Tour. Sixth for tee to green, 12th on approach this season. And then two more here. Sean Crocker, who's an American who plays primarily on the DP World Tour, 50-1, originally born in Zimbabwe. Third last week in the Italian Open, just one out of the playoff, decided between Marcel Siem and Tom McKibben. However, he did get a spot in the Open at Royal Troon, because the top two, I think, finishers that weren't already exempt got into the open. So that probably takes a little pressure off him here. He's a guy that can hit it long off the tee, 14th in this event last year. So Sean Crocker, 50-1. And then, you know, we'll go with the Austrian who might be a little bit sore after not converting that goal in the stoppage time against Turkey today in Euro 2024. Sorry to bring up a sore subject, Kelly.
Yeah, we got to get the NBA regular season back, Wes.
Yes.
I got to stop making stupid bets.
I know. I need football back, man, because baseball is a roller coaster. And this is an Austrian, Matthias Schwab, at 125-1, I should say. Two top tens in his last five starts, had an eighth in China, 10th in Italy last week. However, in between those top tens, he had three missed cuts. So he has been inconsistent. He was third here in 2019, top 10 in the DP World Tour on greens and regulation and driving accuracy. So I thought he was worth a shot at 125-1.
Okay, I like it. All right, run through all of them again real quick.
Thomas Peters, 22-1. Jost Lauten, 35-1. Matty Schmid, 35-1. And 45-1 on Rikuya Hishino. 50-1, Sean Crocker. 125-1 on Matthias Schwab. You may be able to get some better prices in the market. So obviously, take a look around. I believe those were the DK prices as of Tuesday early morning.
I like it. There's a card for you. All right. We will be back tomorrow with John Deere Classic preview for you on the regular Long Shots PGA Tour feed. For now, though, that was Wes. I'm Kelly. Make sure to get all of our bets up at VSiN.com for this week's golf tournaments. And if you're listening, make sure you hit that like, subscribe button. Or maybe you really like us and you want to know exactly when that podcast drops, just hit that little notification bell. That thing helps me out big time with some podcasts that I'm waiting on. So, and if you hate us, that's fine. You can leave us one star. Tell me why you hate us. It's okay. We'll try to be better for you. Until tomorrow, that's Wes. I'm Kelly. Catch you later. Good luck with your bets.